Steve Gruber Show with a happy birthday to Nikki Six, songwriter, radio host, photographer. You might know him as the co-founder, bassist, and primary songwriter of Motley Crue. They're going back on tour this coming summer with Def Leppard and Poison playing the big sheds. Nikki Six turned 61 years old today and had perhaps the most iconic line in the history of VH1's Behind the Music. I don't know if I have to do the, do you know what Behind the Music is? I never know how fast these pop culture knowledge things change, but VH1 did a series of biographies on bands back in the 90s and aughts. And Motley Crue, the one that did a Motley Crue, I think was one of the first ones. And Nikki Six was talking about his near-death experience, or actually his death experience. He came back from the dead. They brought him back. But leading up to it, he goes, we were all shooting up, and I woke up, and the needle was still in my arm. Yeah, wild times. Nikki Six, 61 years old, from Motley Crue. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone lines now by Rich Masters, Executive Vice President at Bio. You can find out more at bio.org. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Listen, thanks for having me. And by the way, I am old enough to know who both Nikki Six and Behind the Music are, and I saw that episode.
Yeah, that's like the most iconic line I can remember from any Behind the Music, right? The needle was still in my... I woke up and the needle was still in my arm, man.
Amazing. Whatever happened to those days, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll be doing the same thing on this summer's tour. I'm thinking slightly different sort of... Well, who knows? Let's talk, Rich. First, tell people a little bit about what Bio is, bio.org.
Thanks. So Bio is the Bio Innovation Technology Organization. That's a big, long word for saying that we are the trade association which represents all the small, cutting-edge biotechnology groups that are inventing cures of tomorrow. So biopharmaceuticals. We also represent bioagriculture and biotechnology solutions for saving, working on greenhouse gas emissions as well, making it a more environmentally sound product. So it's over 1,000 small biotechnology companies.
All right. So people might be aware, or maybe we'll tell them for the first time, the House right now, in the midst of impeachment and all other things going on, working on this drug pricing bill, price fixing bill that's making its way through the House, might come up for a vote soon. What can you tell us about it?
Well, listen, I mean, it's an important issue, and it's one that's surprising. The truth is tomorrow, either today potentially or tomorrow, H.R. 3, which is sponsored by Speaker Pelosi, as well as and will be voted on by virtually all the Democrats, would literally make patients choose which future cures that they don't want to get. Because basically what they are doing is they are going to import socialist drug prices from European countries and instill them and push them onto the United States. It's a dangerous bill. They say it is designed to lower prescription drug prices. And listen, biopharmaceutical makers go to work every day to make medicines that are going to save people's lives. The last thing they want is drugs to be so expensive that they can't afford them. But this solution is not going to do it. This solution is not a free market way to fix this problem. Instead of sitting down with insurers and the middlemen and the drug companies, honestly, all need to sit down and come up with a holistic solution that does this. This bill certainly does it. It's a failure on the part of Nancy Pelosi. And surprisingly, she lives in the heart of San Francisco, where all these biotech companies are.
Yeah. And I was reading just this morning, progressives, the far left wing of the party, had been saying we might not vote for this for a couple of reasons that I guess Nancy Pelosi and leadership bowed to them. They increase. So under this bill, the government, the federal government, will determine the cost of at least 15 medicines a year for everyone across the country. I can't think, maybe I'm wrong. I can't think of a situation where the federal government determining prices for anything has ever gone really well.
fixing, and I love the way you said that, Scott. Price fixing has never worked. Whether it's in rent control or whether it's in this, price fixing just does not work. That's the beauty of the free market. The market dictates what prices will bear. And when the government gets in the middle of it, the flip side, Scott, and it's important for your listeners to understand this. Right now, there are not one, not two, but three studies that showed that if H.R. 3 were implemented over the last 10 years, there would be one study says 15 drugs would not have been developed. 15 drugs. Another study says 60. And then the White House Council of Economic Advisors just last week said it would be 100. 100 medicines wouldn't be involved. So even Nancy Pelosi's own study says that 8 to 15 drugs would not be in our pipeline. So I think members of Congress need to ask themselves, which diseases do I not want to cure? Alzheimer's, pediatric cancer, sickle cell anemia. Ask themselves, because this is what happens when you take the free market principles out of things, is what happens is science will die. We cannot have that in America. We've got to maintain our control and leadership of healthcare solutions for the rest of the world.
Now, you know, Rich, there is concern, of course, about the high cost of prescription drugs, and there are conservatives and those on the right who are talking about the issue as well. So is there a better way to address this? Is there a way to address the cost of prescription drugs while maintaining the ability for companies to continue that life-saving research?
There definitely is. And so, first of all, conservatives and liberals, you know, the truth of it is, frankly, everyone who is concerned about what patients pay for their prescriptions when they go to the drug counter, it's too high. I'll say that today, and almost anyone who's honest will tell you that today. So the problem is what patients pay at the counter. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the way a drug comes to market. So if you have a brilliant idea, Scott, you and I sit around and we come up with what we think is going to be the cure for Alzheimer's. And then you and I have to go out and start working to raise capital. So we ask people to invest. And then what happens is in order for us to get our money back, we have to set a price to get our money back and make a profit. That's the way the free market works. By price setting, investors are going to walk away and they're not going to do that. So the thing that we really need to do is we need to fix the whole system, not just focus on the drug companies. So what happens is once you and I come up with our drug, Scott, and we send it to market, then what happens is in order to sell it to patients, we have to go through what's called pharmacy benefit managers, these middle manager bureaucrats who do have invented nothing and have done absolutely nothing but work directly with the insurance companies. They take the rebates that you and I give them, Scott. We pay them. And then they, in turn, give it to the insurance companies. Do you think the patients at the drug counter get that money? Absolutely not, Scott.
No,
and that's
no.
What we've got to fix.
Rich Masters, Executive Vice President at bio.org for a bit more. Thanks for joining us this morning, Rich, on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in. but other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.